Hey folks, Dan Ferreiro here with your opening bell for August 20th, 2025. So the Jackson Hole meeting has started and we're waiting for the comments to come from the Federal Reserve Chairman to what he says to the world, basically, and what he's going to do with Fed policy. But we're going to talk about in today's videos just a little bit of an increase in rates. You see, we're at 6.6 now. We're above the 6.5 target that I've been talking about. Even with a minuscule up in rates, look what's happening in the mortgage demand. Weekly mortgage demand stalls again with just minuscule increases in interest rates. How bad did they go up? Well, that's, we're going to talk about that and the economic calendar that will be affecting these things through the day. So folks, my name is Dan Ferreiro. I do this report each day to inform you guys what's going on with those things and the whys behind it. Because if you're watching this video, most likely you're looking to buy or refinance. So I'd love to be able to help you out. If you're looking to do that, I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico, and we have a slogan here, one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your mortgage or compare your mortgage to over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? I'll give you that information at the end of this video. You're here for these things. So let's get to it. Here's what we saw in today's headlines. Weekly mortgage demand stalls with rate increases. How much did they go up? Well, they went up from 6.67 to 6.68, and that actually stalled the mortgage market. That's how finicky borrowers are right now. And I won't say finicky. That's how observant, I guess, they are with rates. But does actually a 0.01 really matter in your mortgage rate or your mortgage payment? I'll show you a mortgage calculator at the end of this so you can understand maybe if you're at 7.5%, 8%, how today's rates can really save you some money. So let's get into the news that we want to focus in on today. So first, we're going to start with the broad indices. Wow, the Dow Jones just jumped into the green market. This was all red across the board when I was just setting up my systems. So looks like a mixed bag of goods across the board right now. I think the markets are still on pause waiting for what the Federal Reserve Chairman is going to comment at Jackson Hole coming up the latter part of this week. We do have Jackson Hole starting today, and you're going to see that all over the financial news, but I don't think Federal Chairman Powell is going to speak until Friday, and it's still up in the air what he's actually going to say. So everybody's standing by on that, but here's what we're looking across the board right through here. We got the Dow Jones, and we'll just say that's a mixed bag of goods. We got oil up a little bit. You guys know how I feel about oil. I hate when oil goes to $65 or higher. So we're still below that at 63, ticking up just a little bit. So we'll pay attention to this because it has a huge impact on inflation. Then you go over to the bond market. The bond market's flat as a pancake right now. So let's really dive into the economic calendar to see what's coming up. So here's what we have on the agenda for today. We had crude oil inventories. Don't really care about those. Cushing crude oil inventories. Then we had Federal Reserve member Waller going to speak, and he's on the chart. He's on the top 10 list of the next Fed chairman. So he's pretty dovish. So we're going to see how he comes out today. And then we have the 20-year bond auction. One other piece of the information we got coming out is the Federal Reserve minutes. They're actually going to present to the media, I guess, is what they spoke about at the last meeting. So this, I don't think this is going to really give us any guidance on where the Federal Reserve went. We know there was two defectors at the time saying we elect to cut rates, and that was the first time there was two defectors since 1995. So there is another member of the Federal Reserve joining. They're waiting to get basically sworn in. And so hopefully they can get in by the September meeting so they can be one of those other voices that hopefully votes for a rate cut, because I think we're needing a rate cut at this point, folks. So let's get over to the whys behind that. Okay, so here's what we're looking at in the bond market right now. Here's the bonds that were the reaction today. It's nothing going on. This is a two-day chart. We go to a one-day chart, the market's just zero at this time. 10-year Treasury is down 0.007, really nothing there. So the calendar's telling us this right through here. Here's what's happening today, but really the markets are just on standby to figure out this data that we're looking at tomorrow. So I think this is going to be the biggest data point for the week, initial jobless claims and continued jobless claims, because there's really nothing else coming out other than what Federal Chairman Powell says at Jackson Hole. This is basically the meat of the information we're going to get for the week is how's the job market faring. And that's one of the biggest key points for the Federal Reserve at this point. Are jobs being lost? But if they're being lost, are they actually being able to find another job? So we're really going to focus in on continued jobless claims. I don't want this to get to 2 million. That means that there's a glut there, and that's going to affect us eventually down the road with higher unemployment. So that's what we're going to focus in on this week. So basically today, not much of anything. The FOMC minutes, what kind of yield it takes to get rid of the bonds. And then tomorrow, we're looking at jobs, jobs and jobs. So that's what that's. The Federal Reserve, here's what they're looking at. Now there's expected to, I think even more and more people are coming back saying, okay, there's going to be two rate cuts this year by the end of the year. So let's get over to the calendar on when these cuts are supposed to take effect. But as we know, when you guys watch my channel, what happened last September? Well, the Federal Reserve cut 50 basis points, more than they were expected to. What happened to mortgage rates? Well, they went up. So don't let that happen to you this time as well. Just because the Fed's cutting rates, you have to monitor every day what's going on with mortgage rates if you're looking to buy a house or if you're looking to refinance. So just tune into me each day, and I'm going to give you a synopsis of what actually is going on. So here's what we're looking at right now. What's the Federal Reserve going to do at the next meetings? So we'll go to the CME FedWatch group to see what's happening. So in 28 days, the Fed's going to meet, and they're going to tell us what they're going to do. Well, here's the probabilities of what they're going to do. Right through here, there's an 84% chance they're going to cut rates down a quarter. How do we know? Well, the current federal funds rate right now is right through here. It's 4.25 to 4.5. It's expected to go down to here. There's an 85% chance. So that means there's an 85% chance they're going to cut at the next meeting. Folks, I'm pretty sure they're going to cut unless the next jobs report comes in with big, big numbers on the upside, meaning a lot of people are getting hired. And I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. Now the dilemma is, when are they going to cut again? So we'll be focusing in on that as well as these things, because even though the Federal Reserve cuts rates, it doesn't mean mortgage rates are going to go down. So what I need you guys to do, go over to my website. So let me tell you a little bit about me, and I'm going to give you some tools here to use. My name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a mortgage loan officer. I've been doing this over 35 years, folks. So if you'd like to use my experience and knowledge to work for you guys, you can do so, because I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Now, here's the other thing you might ask. Dan, what are your rates like? What's your fees? Well, I'm going to give you some great news. By going to the rate update, we have a slogan. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to 30 different lenders. Now, we do the comparison. How do we do this? Well, think of us as a large brokerage, okay? A lot of people use mortgage brokers because they have a lot of options for you. They have different lenders and so forth. But here at the bank, we have the same thing, and we have a lot of them. We have over 30 different lenders that we can work with. That means if they have a lower rate, I can get it. If they have a different program like this, I can get it for you, okay? So we would facilitate the whole thing, and you can just use us right there here. So folks, I am a federally licensed mortgage loan officer that actually works at a bank, but I have options with over 30 different banks to help you guys out. So one of the programs we have is right through here. If you're looking to buy a home, most first-time home buyers, they need 3% down. Well, with this program, you only need 1%, because we're going to give you a grant for the other 2% up to $7,000. The nice thing about this is basically it's free money. You walk away, there's no lien on your property and no payments required, making it really easy to refinance. Talking about refinance, are you looking to refinance? Well, you can click this button, but it doesn't really explain to you how to refinance. It actually says, okay, what rate are you at now? And what rate would you like to refinance at? So as soon as rates hit there, we'll be getting you on the phone to go over the fees with it, your break-even point, and see if it makes sense. If it does, we'll get the paperwork started and lock you in. So that's what that piece is. And then last but not least, let's go to that mortgage calculator that we talked about. So go to the calculator button right through here, folks. Click it. If you want to refinance and you're just like, man, I really don't know what makes any sense, go to used in videos. Okay, you're going to go down through here and you should I refinance right through here. What I want you to do is just do this. Go in here and put in your mortgage, your loan information. So let's say, for example, you had a $350,000 loan and the rate was you got it back in September of 2023. So your rate was 7.875, and there are thousands, if not millions, of people with that. And we're going to say, okay, here's when that occurred. Okay, so now you're looking to refinance. What's the rate today? We're going to go at 6.6. Let's see if that saves us any money. So let's go down through here and say, okay, we owe $350,000. It's going to take me about $2,500 in costs to get the refinance done, because it's a fraction. It's a fraction of what it is when you bought the house. So we're going to go down through here. Let's put in 6.6 at the rate on a 30-year term. Let's see how much that saves you, or is it even worth the hassle? We're going to go up through here, and this is going to save you $300 a month. Your break-even point is 8 months. This should be a go. So if I was able to save $300 a month and maybe skip one or two mortgage payments, guys, I'm in. So if this looks like you, or kind of similarities, or you want to figure out how much your savings is, check out the calculator. And then if you like it, all you need to do is click over to the website and just ask Dan a question or get your application started right through here. So if you want to reach out to us, there's our phone number, there's an Ask Dan, and there's a whole bunch of information on here that you can use if you're looking to buy or refinance. So that's my morning video, folks. I hope you learned something today. We will be back live today at 2 o'clock to help you guys understand how rates work, and we're going to actually go live and show you guys how we compete or compare or just, you know, figure out those 30 other lenders we work with. I'm going to show you behind the scenes how we do that. So check out today's video at 2 o'clock, a live event. I think you're going to be a little surprised. So that is my report for this morning. Thank you so much for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. Join me at 2 o'clock. You're going to learn how to compare over 30 different lenders on your mortgage application. See you then, folks. Take care. Bye-bye.